Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin this time of meditation and prayer by quieting ourselves, quieting our mind and heart and senses, putting away anything that could distract you in this time of meditation and settling into a comfortable posture in order to engage in this time of prayer. Let's take a few deep breaths, which we draw in and hold. And release any tension or distractions. Do that a few times in order to prepare your body also to not be a source of distraction, but of focus in this time of prayer. And let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, I activate my faith in this time of prayer that you are here. I believe you are present with me here. I believe that you are always seeking me, always desiring to reveal yourself to me. All of creation, all of my life, all that you've done throughout salvation history, everything is to reveal yourself to humanity, and in particular, in my life, to reveal yourself to me. And I believe in this time of prayer, you will make yourself present, make yourself known. You'll speak to me through the movements of my mind and heart, through the Word of God. And I hope in you, Lord. I hope in your promise that where two or more are gathered in your name, you're there. And even if I'm alone physically at this time of prayer, I know I'm gathered with all of the heavenly courts that are continuously praising you. I'm gathered with all of those souls, good souls throughout the world that are praying right now. How many lay people doing their time of prayer? How many consecrated souls, nuns and monks and priests who are setting aside right now their times of prayer? I'm united with them. And I hope you will be here with me. I hope in your promise that says you will always be with me, even till the end of the times. And I love you, Lord. I love your goodness, your kindness, your mercy. Love your fidelity to me in gifting me so many graces. And here I can even think of some of the graces of these past days and weeks. Some of those graces that are personal to me, but also universal to the world, the gift of the church. The graces of this time in the liturgical year. As we prepare for the Ascension, for Pentecost, we celebrate the resurrection. Thank you for the beautiful weather. Thank you for my family, my friends, my religious community. All these ways that you show me your love. And I want to love you back in this time of prayer by giving you my full attention, putting aside any willful distractions and gifting you my heart and my attention. I offer up this time of prayer, Lord, for an intention I hold in my heart. All those souls you've entrusted to me, pray that through the graces I receive in this prayer, they might also be blessed and graced through me and directly by you in their lives. The gospel we'll meditate on is John 16, 20 to 23. Continue with this Last Supper discourse. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn, while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is anguished because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." I imagine once again Jesus being present in that upper room where you're speaking to your apostles, opening your heart to them, giving them these last words of truth before you go to the Mount of Olives, for you are betrayed and arrested and scourged. And I see in that, Jesus, that not only are these words beautiful and true words for me, but they're words that you live by, that you also will mourn in these next days. But then you'll rejoice, and just like this mother that you invite me to reflect on, you are giving birth to the people of God, opening up heaven so that your family can be renewed, reunited. So all the words that you give to me, Jesus, are not just words you command me to live, but you first have lived them, and I thank you. I thank you that you aren't a far-off God or a professor, teacher that doesn't have to live by the rules that you teach, but you yourself model them and live them in your own flesh. You tell me that I will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. And that's true, Lord. At times I do find myself sad, maybe weeping or mourning, seeing at times people of the world rejoicing, having a good time, taking it easy, while building your kingdom and living and working for you in some ways does have its elements of purification, of dying to self, of living according to the gospel and accompanying you in your passion, your death, and suffering as I try to give birth along with your grace to life and souls through my priesthood, through my religious life. And it's true, at times it does lead to grieving, but you promise me joy as well, Lord. And that is also true. My life is full of joy. Thank you for that joy. Thank you that you invite me into this process of giving life to souls, working with you in establishing your kingdom, building up your church. This maternal vocation of giving life, dying to self so that others can live. And it's true that when I see life being born in others, that is a source of great joy. When I see happiness and fulfillment and families united, couples connected in prayer, souls progressing in the spiritual life, people being generous with their time and their talent and their treasure, not holding and grasping for themselves, but giving away generously. There's great joy there. Thank you, Jesus, for sharing that joy with me as I see new life being born in the world. You promise me again, Jesus, here that I will see you again. My heart will rejoice in seeing your presence, seeing you again in this life, in the way you take on flesh and blood in the life of believers. Then I'll see you again in the Eucharist. I'll see you again in my prayer and in grace. And I'll see you again in eternity. And all these occasions of seeing you bring me great joy. I want to rest in that joy, remember that joy. It's so easy for me to be caught up in some of the sacrifices and challenges, disappointments, my own failures, and lose sight of the joy, all the ways you've blessed me, materially, physically, intellectually, spiritually. Truly, Lord, I am that 99.99% that's so blessed in so many ways, and also blessed with your cross. It keep me longing for heaven, keep me longing for you. And I close now, Lord, just meditating on asking you things in the Father's name, or asking the Father things in your name, trusting that he will give them to me. So I ask now in your name to the Father, give me the graces I need today. Make me a witness of your love. Help me be an instrument of your peace and mercy. If there's any way I'm struggling, Lord, I ask for your grace to let go, to accept, to give over to your plan. I ask all this in Jesus' name to you, Father. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.